producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live. You know, it's Mark with you, by the way.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You don't learn how to be an overnight success on too many radio programs. With Free Talk Live, we can give you that information. Apparently, there's a very easy way to be a success. Johnson?
Tuck in your shirt at work.
Tuck in your shirt at work.
Yes. According to a new study.
Mine's untucked.
This is the key to
yours
happiness.
Is untucked.
That's correct. There I'm not at work.
Untucked.
I'm not at work.
There are radio guys that they probably still do, but back in the day, radio guys would wear like ties and stuff to work.
Right.
You know, they'd go and with a jacket and a tie.
And sunglasses.
And leave their fedora hung on the door or whatever.
I think, what's his name? There's that one real bombastic Tom something or other. Tom Likas. I think he does the whole suit thing in sunglasses while he's on the radio still.
He's not on the radio anymore. He's on a podcast.
Oh, so. He's done? Oh, he did the, he's made the switch now?
Yeah, he made the switch completely. He really loves it and, you know, it says everything's better than ever.
Oh, great. Well, it's a recent survey of 1,000 men, so it's not a groundbreaking survey, but a good size.
It's a good size survey.
When the public polling places do their surveys, they generally do about 1,000 people.
Right. So a survey of men ages 25 to 60 found that 60% of the shirt tuckers are happier on the job. They're also 22% more likely to be optimistic about their future.
So hold on. So 60% of shirt tuckers are happy.
Yeah, they're happier on the job.
Happier on the job, okay.
They're also 22% more likely to be optimistic about their future.
So 22% more likely than a non-tucker to be optimistic. Maybe that's just because the kind of job where you have to tuck your shirt in is the kind of job that you'd be more optimistic about.
But they also earn 19% more money than the slouchy non-tuckers.
All right. So I want to sort of give my perspective here because I've had a wide-ranging array of jobs. And I would say that the vast majority of them have been things where I've been required to tuck in my shirt.
Uh-huh.
And several of them have been jobs where it would be about 75 to 80% of the people that were not happy or optimistic about anything. But they were working there because they needed a job, and this was the only place that would hire them.
And they were still tucking their shirt in.
Because that was the rule. You tuck in your shirt when you're washing cars. You tuck in your shirt when you're loading bags on the airplane. You tuck in your shirt when you're cleaning the floors of Target. You tuck in your shirt when you're a security guard.
Well, I wonder if the survey had to be performed at a place where people had the choice.
I would think not if they're just going with 1,000 men.
Maybe. I don't know.
Right. Apparently, but like women, there were some people at the airline that they would not tuck in their shirt. They'd get yelled at and they'd get a write-up.
There's an interesting another part of the statistic. They also have more dates, apparently, the survey found.
How do you think about that, Daryl? I can tell you that I've worked at jobs where I had to tuck my shirt in and worked at jobs where I didn't have to tuck my shirt in and I got more dates at the shirt-tucking jobs. I mean,
at the actual job themselves.
Well, that too.
or just during the time period which you were working that job.
Honestly, you know, things were pretty good for me. We'd go when I worked at Clear Channel, which is now iHeartRadio. Oftentimes, we'd go out for cocktails after work, and being able to undo that top button and have a tie with a pressed shirt on, or what was a pressed shirt when I got to put it on in the morning, you know, has those kind of work creases in it at that point, it seemed to be a very effective way to have a better chance of talking to a young lady. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. That was always good for me.
Well, this survey by underwear brand Fruit of the Loom asked participants about the quality of their lives.
Why does the underwear brand care whether you tuck your shirt in or not?
Fruit of the Loom makes things other than just underwear.
Fruit of the Loom is doing science.
Well, they make the t-shirts as well.
Yeah, the t-shirts that you put under shirts. Yeah, I guess those would be the kind of things you tuck in.
Right, because if you're not tucking in your shirt, you're probably not wearing an undershirt.
They're probably working on some sort of commercial that says, if you're tucking in your shirt, you need to be wearing a Fruit of the Loom undershirt. It makes it better for your bub blue.
I am an avid tucker. I believe in tucking. But I get, over the last several years, now that I work for myself, I get people making fun of me and telling me to untuck my shirt and things like that because it doesn't look right. I'm most comfortable when my shirt's tucked in. But
if you don't tuck in your shirt when you're feeding the pig, they can eat your shirt.
Yeah, this survey is about people who tuck in their shirts at work.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what is work for me?
Well,
is it when I go downstairs in the morning in my pajamas to make telephone calls for Free Talk Live for advertisers? Is it when I go out to feed the pigs? Is it when I come here to the show and do a radio program?
I would assume that this is probably any job where people are in like a social work environment with other human beings.
Yes.
You know? So, anyway, this Fruit of the Loom asked participants about the quality of their lives in relation to happiness, optimism, social status, income, and relationships. And the survey found that in each of these, men who tuck in came out on top of those who don't. This means that with only 49% of all guys tucking at least 3 days a week, there's a lot of work to be done.
There's people that only tuck a portion of the week?
I don't know. It's very strange.
Only one that is hearing the double entendres in any of this?
I don't know what you're tucking about. Go on.
Anyway, there's a lot of work to be done. The survey also found that tuckers are 10% more likely to report being socially outgoing and 8% more likely to report that they date often.
So these are happy tuckers.
Yes.
Got it?
Yep.
They're, they're doing well financially. They're rich tuckers.
Yep.
Happy tuckers. If you want to be richer and happier, be a tucker.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess is what it is.
Tuck all the time.
Yeah.
Tuck all day and tuck all night.
At least 3 times a week.
Yes, at least 3 times a week.
I guess what I would ask here is have you made a choice in your life to begin tucking more? And if so, has your life gotten better? Because I wonder whether this is causative or just correlative. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Correlation, not
I wonder if they're working
causative.
In a commercial to say that the people tuck more if they are wearing Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't say whether that's more likely to make that happen. But are you going to make yourself better off if you have a choice of tucking your shirt in at work or not? I'd say that you probably would. Like, it's going to make you look a little more serious for what you do. But in a lot of jobs, like Daryl mentioned, you don't really have a choice.
I mean, I can see how people would be happier if they're tucking at work.
Here's my advice. And it's not really my advice. It's George Costanza's advice.
Oh, no.
Just, if your life's not going the way you want it to, just do the opposite.
Just do the opposite.
That's what George Costanza did, and his life improved drastically.
Okay.
So instead of chicken salad on wheat, he had tuna on rye because somehow that's the opposite. And then he got a date at the cafeteria right away, and then something happened, and he did the opposite, and his life was better. And it was the summer of George. George divided against himself cannot fall.
I would say that if you want to have a better life, and this includes dating and jobs and those kind of things, is to be...
Win the lottery?
More excited. To be happier, to be less cynical. Even cynical people don't like to hang out with cynical people because it doesn't give them anything to be cynical about. So if you're, what I used to call 10 times more excited, when I would go into a sales call, I'd give myself just 15 seconds in the car looking in the mirror, and I would be 10 times more excited than I was. And, that person... They're nice to work with. That person, you can trust them with a project. That person, they're more fun to hang out with on the weekends and do whatever with. So 10 times more excited and tuck your shirt in, I think is the
and more pieces of flair.
What is a flair?
buttons?
Yes, from Office Space, you need more flair.
I don't know what you're talking about.
More flair! And tuck in your shirt.
855-450-3733. What do you think about this shirt tucking thing? 855-450-free, free talk live.
I think Daryl would wear Ric Flair flair.
Woo!
LRN.FM is our Skype.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. BeastFiend is an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek. But there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Just read an article. Apparently, people who tuck their shirts in are happier and wealthier and date more than people who don't tuck their shirts in. It's a stunning piece of information that I certainly would not have guessed. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. You can call in and comment on that if that's what you wish to do. I am headed off to Las Vegas at the end of October for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's at the D Hotel. They take Bitcoins at the D Hotel, by the way. And I understand they don't take them for gambling, but they do take them for everything else. So keep that in mind. I'm not entirely sure. I certainly will be able to report back once I go there, and I'll attempt to use Bitcoins for everything. But this is an event you don't want to miss. They're going to have great speakers, including Stephen Michaels, who's helped putting it on, Bitcoin Bell, better known as Michelle Seven, who's been on this show here, Tone Vase, a guy who predicts futures and Bitcoins, that kind of thing, Trace Mayer, big name in Bitcoins, all going to be there at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. I would imagine there's going to be lots of people who are looking to invest and lots of people who wish to be invested in. Bitcoininvestor.com to go get your tickets right now. Bitcoininvestor.com. And Stephanie Murphy and Brian Sovereign will be there, former co-hosts of Free Talk Live. I'll be doing Free Talk Live from the event, the 29th and the 30th, the D Hotel in Las Vegas, bitcoininvestor.com. This is our first live event from Las Vegas, even though I've been out there quite a bit. It's the first live Free Talk Live broadcast, bitcoininvestor.com. Let's go to Aaron calling in from Philadelphia, wants to talk about shirt tucking. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me now? Aaron, can you hear me now? Yeah.
I can hear you. Apparently,
yeah,
you can't hear me.
There you go.
Okay. All right. And I was listening to your conversation, and I was thinking about causation versus correlation.
Indeed. That was the first thing it made me think of.
I'm a person who, when I'm feeling down and depressed or whatever, the first thing that goes is social grooming. Like, I'm not as likely to keep my shirt tucked in at work if I'm just feeling frustrated, like I don't care what anybody thinks.
Uh-huh.
But when I am motivated and on point, then I'm definitely watching my grooming, because they always say dress for the job you want to have. And my manager, she tucks in her, well, I mean, I guess she wears dresses and stuff, but my...
She can tuck her blouse into her dress. Does she have children?
Yes, she does.
She's a mother tucker.
And you're not going to tuck a blouse into a dress, Mark. That's not how dresses work.
Into a skirt.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Or a pantsuit.
Right. But I've been told numerous times that dress for success, and that's I think that's probably a strong recommendation that people...
Hold on. That's different than dress for the job you want.
Well, what's the difference then?
Well, you might want to be a superhero, so then you go to work dressed as Batman, and then you get in trouble because, that's not within the company policy.
Aaron, you just let him tell his joke. You don't. You just feed it to him, because otherwise he's gonna fit it in, and it just doesn't go as well. So there you go. Oh, that's good, Daryl. Thanks. Appreciate that. I think you're absolutely right that, you're supposed to dress for that one position up from where you are. But I've got to say, I've had jobs where my boss dresses the same as I do.
So are you saying that I should come to work in a bathrobe?
Because Ian wears a bathrobe?
Yes.
Ian owns the company. Well, how are you going to dress for his position?
Because he's the guy above me, so if I'm supposed to dress like the guy above me...
You're not supposed to do anything like Ian does. Nothing.
Now you're giving me contradictory advice.
Nothing like what Ian does.
So
do the opposite?
Go ahead.
Maybe. When I was in undergrad, and I let my hair grow long, and I didn't tuck my shirt, I wore torn jeans, whatever I felt like. And I had very low dating success. And then when I changed over to grad school, I smartened up. I started dressing with khakis and button-ups. And that's where I met my wife within about 2 months after I started going to school, dressed like I wanted to present myself well.
Yeah, things
marked great.
The way you dress makes a real difference. I can tell you, I was at a situation with what was my former fiancé, but for some reason, she wasn't that interested in me when we had first talked, but then she saw me walking around with a cell phone out in front of the station van at a remote. She happened to be, I met her at a bar, and, she said, this looks like an important guy. I was giving directions to my friend Tommy to show up at the event, but I looked like a guy that was giving orders or something, and, your looks matter in a given circumstance. That imprints on people. So, be aware of what you look like. Change the things that you can change. And the things you can change are, nice, clean, wrinkle-free clothes that are tucked in. And, if a tie is warranted, obviously there's some job.
Ties are never warranted. Those are the worst fashion accessory of all time.
The nice thing about a tie is that it will make you can wear the same suit. Like, suppose you have a black suit or a gray suit. A different tie will make that suit look like it's a new suit every day. That is why ties and the little hankies and all those things go with those things. It's because they change the whole look. That's why ties are good and important. And if you don't like a tie...
Yeah, and then somebody can walk up to you, grab the tie, strangle you, and now you're dead. But at least you're already dressed for your funeral.
Where do you live that people walk up and strangle you with your tie? You know how angry I would be if somebody grabbed my... Never in my life did anybody grab me by my tie. And I wore a tie for years. What kind of psychopaths do you hang out with? Dear God. Aaron, thanks for the call. Just revealing the mind of Daryl here. Is that what you think when you see people with ties? I ought to give that a yank.
No! I don't like wearing ties, but it's always something that can happen. Okay, the last job I had, the last job I had where I had to wear a tie, I was working hospital security, and there was a crazy unit. And the crazy people, whenever you had to go into the crazy unit, the first thing they would do is grab the tie. Luckily, company policy said it was the clip-on kind. That way somebody could not strangle you with it.
Yes, I would say that if I was walking into the crazy ward on a regular basis and the crazy people pulled on my tie, thank goodness it's crazy people in the crazy ward that are pulling on your tie, because that gives me a much better picture of what's going on here. That yes, clip-ons might be what are called for. Clip-on ties, the problem with them is they're sort of designed for a different era, and they tend to kind of only make it maybe two-thirds to three-quarters of the way down your belly. And that's not the way people wear ties anymore. Ties should go a bit longer than that. And, yeah.
I just don't like ties, never have.
Well, I understand.
They make me feel like I'm being choked, and I don't like being choked. I'm not into auto asphyxiation.
Yeah, you wear flip-flops everywhere. It's not exactly fashion advice here. 855-450-3733. What's the easiest way to make your life better? Make yourself more successful. 855-450-FREE. No, never play the lotto. There's a good way to be successful.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on, well, this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And you can call in and, well, you can change the topic if that's what you want to do, but we've been talking about, this silly article that's comparing, you know, shirt tucking to success. Basically, you tuck your shirt in, you begin winning in life, is the claim. And I can give you another
tell
way.
That to the bag boy at the grocery store who has to tuck in his shirt for minimum wage.
Well, if he does it with the right attitude, he will be moving on up to produce in the near future. Anyway, another way to start winning at life is to make sure that you're protected online. And a way to do that is to have ProXPN. If you care about your online privacy, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does it all right, offering OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's even Linux support as well, so set up as a cinch. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They've also now integrated Nonkli.com to mask your emails, so if you get a premium account, they accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with your code FTL50, and you can end up that can end up being even cheaper than, say, a good cup of coffee. And now they've sweetened the deal even further. If you go to proxpn.com/amp and you pay with Bitcoin, you can get 2 years of ProXPN for only $49.95. Plus $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty just a little bit farther. So it's a huge savings, but that's only if you pay with Bitcoin. So it's proxpn.com/AMP for a big savings. You keep hearing about your online privacy being infringed. Go to proxpn.com now. Use coupon code FTL50 or go to proxpn.com/AMP to take advantage of their new AMP offer. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. Johnson, apparently the TSA has finally found what they were looking for.
The person was not tucking.
Yeah, so the TSA in Orlando has apparently saved their airport from a penis.
Oh, my.
So the Transportation Security Administration agents at the Orlando International Airport stopped a transgendered passenger when a suspicious anomaly appeared on a body scan. The anomaly was her penis. Yeah, her penis. As expected, the TSA has come again under blistering criticism for their lack of competence when it comes to protecting the nation's airports. The passenger in question was Shady Potosky. I'm not sure how to pronounce that first name, Shadi, a transgendered woman who was passing through the TSA full-body X-ray machine. It was at this time her anomaly raised TSA alarms. She was then pulled aside and held in airport security. Potosky tweeted the entire ordeal and has since become a cause célèbre. Since the incident, the TSA has taken to Twitter to assuage concerns about their compliance and insensitivity.
Let's read these tweets from Potosky. And I'm looking at this article. The first tweet says, "There are now two police officers, one explosive specialist, and four TSA agents. They are taking my phone for screening." The next tweet says, "I am through. It was about 40 minutes, two full body pat downs, fully disassembled luggage. I missed my flight."
Nice. I kind of wonder when I've been shaken down by the TSA, they make sure that I get somebody who matches my gender. They don't send the gals over to fiddle in my bathing suit area. They send the guys to do that, and they're gentle and strong, and they talk their way through it and tell me everything they're going to do.
I'm now going to touch you with the back of my hand.
that kind of thing, right? What happened here?
Oh?
Two full body pat downs.
Somebody, four TSA agents and two police officers and an explosives specialist.
Yeah, that thing doesn't blow up.
Well, it does if you tug it right.
Oh, God.
Maybe the TSA officers were just really into chicks with...
I gotta say that it's... I hope that no TSA officer, female TSA officer here just sort of stumbled upon the offending item. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so like, have you ever seen that? There's a great video where a guy is, it's an officer that gives a young black gentleman a pat down, and he's like, doing the Terry pat or whatever, and, goes up his legs, and he's like, "What's this? What's this?" And the kid's like, "That's my penis, sir." He's like, oh.
I didn't see that video, but I know that there's another circumstance where apparently a porn star who's got a record, large, whatever, and he, in this circumstance, I guess that he'd gotten pulled aside, and the TSA screener guy just didn't believe that could be what his what he was feeling. Like, no, it wouldn't be down there. Oh, yes, it is.
Do you have a kielbasa in your pants, sir?
Sir, we're attempting.
You are not allowed to bring lunch meat through the security line on your person.
You got me. I'm a sausage smuggler. And, that's, I guess, it just desserts in that circumstance.
You know, I have a related question for you guys. You know, I don't have any articles to talk about this, but I know that this is an upcoming issue, speaking of the TSA, and I want to know what you guys know about New Hampshire and the Real ID Act.
Well, New Hampshire has a law that says that it has opted out of Real ID.
New Hampshire is actually one of about a dozen states that have done this, by the way.
Five. It's down to five.
No, there's still a dozen states that are not in compliance. Okay. The news article is only mentioning four states plus American Samoa.
Okay.
And the reason American Samoa is on the list is because people that live in American Samoa that were born there are not citizens of the United States.
So let me rehash.
They are U.S. nationals. So the other seven states that are not in compliance with Real ID all require someone to prove their legal status within the United States before they're allowed to get a driver's license.
What's Real ID?
Real ID, I do not know what the acronym stands for, but it's something that was added in as an unrelated amendment to a spending bill back in, I think, like 05 or 06.
Snuck in the middle of the night as a tag-on bill to a bill.
Right. After it failed on its own merit as a standalone bill, it got thrown in as a rider on something else, and essentially it sets national standards for driver's licenses. And in amongst these national standards are a lot of unfunded mandates to the states of you have to do it this way, and you have to do this, and you have to request this information, and this and that and the other thing. And pretty much every couple of years since like 06, this has come up of people in half of the country won't be able to fly without a passport. And it's always a different number of states that they wind up throwing on this list.
But
and
right now,
nothing ever winds up coming of it because the feds wind up delaying implementation because it would be too much of a hassle to actually deal with.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, Johnson. At this point, it could go either way. But they're claiming that it's a big deal. And frankly, Real ID should be repealed.
Yes.
Because of the way it was passed more than anything else. Congress shouldn't be passing laws together like this, tacking one thing onto another. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Free Talk Live. Final segment. The number is 855-450-3733. We have been all over the board this evening. Right now we're talking about Real ID. What Real ID is this is a law that was snuck in, I think it was at midnight, through a Senate budget bill, and they managed to, they managed to tag it on. First off, I don't think anything should be law. There should be one sort of rule per law, as far as I'm concerned. All this sticking a bunch of things together is garbage. But, it's the law of the land now, but they haven't been able to make it happen. It's been more than 10 years since it was passed, and still, they haven't been able to make it happen. There's still some states that are hanging on, and, it should be interesting to see what happens, because every once in a while there's some rumblings, but the rumblings are rumbling a little louder than they have been.
I don't know. I remember when I was working for the airline in 2009, and one of the stories came out that said, on January 1st, 2010, people from these, and it was a list of a bunch of states, will not be able to board an airplane with their driver's license. And so we were being trained on how to do things. And, well, you can still accept that to show who they are for the purpose of them checking in, but the TSA can't accept it, so it doesn't affect you as an airline employee in any way as far as checking them in. It's going to cause them problems when they go through security. But looking at the TSA website, and they actually do have information on identification, and one of the things is forget your ID. In the event that you arrive at the airport without proper ID, and one would presume that that means an ID that expired yesterday or an ID from one of these states where they're saying, we're not accepting these anymore at some point in the future, maybe, because either you lost it or you left it at home, you may still be allowed to fly. By providing additional information, TSA has other ways to confirm your identity, like using publicly available databases so you can reach your flight.
We've seen people that don't use IDs to fly, and they still are able to fly.
Right. You get to know a TSA agent very well.
What's that mean?
They're going to interrogate you.
Okay.
until they can confirm through databases that you are who you say you are.
And considering that there's the
and then they're probably going to pat you down.
What is it called, the now that the Homeland Security has, like, basically access to every single database?
Fusion centers?
No, I mean that the law enforcement agencies are all sharing information now.
I don't know.
Hold on. Ask the question again.
I don't know. There's some name for the program that started to allow agencies to share all the information.
The Patriot Act?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no.
Well, that's the thing authorized them to actually share. I don't know the name of the program.
Right. So, yeah, the Patriot Act authorized an information sharing program between law enforcement agencies, which means that even if it's not compliant, they can use your New Hampshire driver's license or New York or wherever.
Right, because they would say
access
it's not
all
a proper
of your information.
ID.
They can say, this is not a proper ID. However, we'll use your ID to access a database, and that's proper information. Thanks.
Yeah.
Done. We don't actually need a passport. We've got your information right here. It's in the database.
So it's all scare tactics.
Yeah, pretty
much. Yes. And then, just like they have done over the last decade, they're going, I am speculating here that they're going to put this off yet again, because one of the states on that list, New York. Think about how many people live in New York.
Yeah, you're talking about something like a tenth of the U.S. population.
Yeah. You don't want to mess with that percentage of the economy and say you can't fly anymore.
Also, I think probably some of the busiest airports in New York. I mean, you've got JFK and LaGuardia, international airports, both in New York.
And then Newark is right across the river, and a lot of people will fly out of there instead of JFK or LaGuardia, depending on which airline they're on.
Let's go to David calling in from San Fran. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, it's actually Sam Fram.
But, Sam Fram?
Sam Fram, yeah. Sam Francisco. You know, I was kind of interested in this from, I'm big into economics, and when you look at what has been going on since 9/11 with the fear-mongering, they've created these artificial budgets almost, in, you know, twice a week they come up with some new unprovable budget. They get all worked up with some new terrorism hoax, and then they issue themselves a blank check to fight these things. And so, and then of course, since the thing that they're attacking is top secret, we the taxpayers can never find out how well they're doing, whether there is any success. And so, I'm very concerned about what are called unprovable budgets.
Yeah. I mean, everything has gone down since September 11th exactly how Osama bin Laden said it would. I mean, essentially, Osama bin Laden addressed the American people in 2001. I believe it was still 2001 when that video came out. But essentially, there was an address where he said, like, you will destroy your own economy. Because
like
the
death of a thousand cuts.
Yeah, it was like, this is exactly, you know, he spelled it out. You're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to do this such and such and all. Everything that Osama bin Laden spelled out that said what would the goal of the September 11th attacks were has come to pass due to the actions of the American people and our government.
You know, I was very into his actual speeches and tapes and videos and all of that, and I'm not sure if I remember that exact quote, and there were a lot of those tapes that turned out to be hoaxes, so I'm not sure if I would entirely go by that.
Well, I don't know if it was a hoax, because it was all over the national news at the time. I mean, I watched it on television on one of the major news networks, so.
Right, but they were the ones that came up. In other words, you know what pixels are, like in a photograph, when you enlarge it and enlarge it and enlarge
it. A pixel?
Yeah, pixel, right, yeah. And okay. So when you enlarge it, you get into those videos of him, and you realize that they've pasted in his face at a different pixel rate.
But, okay, let's presume that that was a fraudulent video, which I'm not really going to, but let's say for you know, argument's sake that it was a fraud somehow. It still happened in 2001. Whoever did it was a prophet. You know, like, well, obviously they were, you know, very well able to predict, and yeah. we're saying that this is what's going to happen to America because of this terrorism.
Right. And, like,
and it came to pass.
I could go ahead and predict it right now, is the next terrible thing that happens, the government will have a response that is going to be intrusive upon our rights, expensive to implement, and largely ineffective in stopping whatever it is that they actually intend to stop. So there's my prediction.
It's interesting because America, you know, when you hear about the, you know, like Trump and these guys saying we should build a big fence, right? Well, America was actually held strong because we didn't have a fence, and we were encouraging people to escape the tyranny. And you know what a brain drain is when all of the smart people leave town.
Right.
Well, all over the world, there was a brain drain, and all those smart people were coming to us. And they were inventing things, and they were creative and creating new businesses and all sorts of the expansion of America based upon attracting people to freedom was our strength. And not only were these people coming from around the world, but they knew how bad it was in their hometowns and their states and their nations and all of this other. And the idea that they were, if we ever got attacked by those states or nations, then we would have a big army of people who were quite familiar with how to get back there. And so the idea that these guys, the neocons of today, are so stupid that they're building a fence to keep out the smart people, to keep them trapped in tyranny. And
it's insane. I mean, obviously, I can see why people say that they don't want poor people here draining on the economy, but shoot, set up a program where they're not a drain on the economy. I appreciate the call, David. Thanks. As a matter of fact, this is one of the things I always like to point out. The Berlin Wall was actually officially referred to as the anti-fascist protection rampart. It was a wall to protect the people of East Berlin from the terrible folks that were outside. Now, I don't know if they were clamoring for it or demanding it. I'm not going to make that correlation. But that wall was there to protect them, was what the government was saying. Thank you very much, everybody who wants to protect me, but I don't want your protection wall. I don't want the new East German wall. It's been Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Trying to give that a telephone number. Check out our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com and our regular website, freetalklive.com. And drive safe.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.